Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, 4:12 News Radio Right Now, 92.3. Pensacola's afternoon superior talk show. I would say, giving it to you straight. Hey, it's Pensacola Afternoon News with Austin and Chris Bryan. And thanks for having us on today. Interesting day. We were talking about this, Austin, before we went on this afternoon. How cold will it go beginning next week here in Pensacola?
Yes.
And let me tell you something. This week is not, according to our good friend, our weather partner over at Channel 3, Alan Strom, he's saying that, you know, this week is really not going to be all that bad. It'll be, chilly, cold, however you like to define it. But coming up next week, starting on Sunday night, it will really start to get real cold. But there's an element of kind of urgency here, because from the rain showers, there's going to be a lot of standing water on the roads. That could freeze. That could cause a potential problem. So we don't want that to happen, but it will get cold. Look at some of these temperatures. On the Martin Luther King Jr. Parade, Monday, gets underway at 11 o'clock downtown. We'll see parade temperatures in the 30s. It was like starting off the day at 27 and progressively getting to the highs of 44.
Now, just remind everyone, you're out there, correct? You're in that.
I'm not in that. I'm doing the television coverage with Sue and Vernon, eighth year now, doing the hosting of that parade. We're on a kind of a riser right there across from the Sanger Theater.
Yeah.
On Palafox Street. We are the targets of all of the crews. They want to see how much and how hard they can let the TV people have it. We get it every year, and thank you so much. I enjoy it.
Yeah,
especially all the moon pies that they throw me, because I do like the moon pies.
Oh, yeah, who doesn't?
So anyway, it's going to be cold coming up. In other words, for this week, you ain't seen nothing yet. Ugh. Coming up next week, it's going to be your week for double layers of long underwear, probably.
Yes, and in a couple minutes when we get you that check of our current roads and weather situation, based on your whole spiel here, I'm sure my weather update's going to sound pretty vanilla. So thanks for that.
You're welcome. But yours is real critical and very timely. I'm talking a
yes.
week out.
Yeah, well, but as you said, people do need warnings of that, because it's not just, oh, wow, it's going to be cold. It's, as you said, if they're sitting water, it could be pretty dangerous.
Or sitting on the side of Palafox Street watching the parade go by.
Yeah.
I would suggest maybe bringing a blanket with you or something. Bundle up, because as mentioned to you before, somehow it's like a vortex coming down Palafox Street. The wind really whips between the buildings.
Right.
And it's a lot colder than maybe the numbers say, but the feel-like temperature can be brutal.
Oh, yeah, and it does, as you and I said before we went live, it doesn't take much.
Yeah, I believe it's going to probably be brutal.
just about 4:15 here. Hopefully I can ease your mind with how some of this current weather is looking. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, visit watsonfirm.com. Looking at the roads here, we'll start with them. There's not too much going on. Do have some issues on Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road. Last major spot is Michigan Avenue. It seems if you are traveling westbound to heading towards Mobile Highway, we got some issues there. But that's just in Pensacola. Outside of that, Highway 90 looking worse than usual. If you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River or eastbound coming from Blackwater River, got some heavy congestion both ways there. But no confirmation of an accident or anything from what I can see at this time. As for the weather, only around 51 degrees right now. That seems pretty tame. Overcast skies, low of 36 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 55, low of 41. Should be no rain in sight.
Okay, just to kind of tag on to that, if you're thinking about doing some swimming this afternoon, I don't know why.
Yeah, why?
But I want to make sure that you know that there is a high-risk rip current warning in effect for Escambia and Santa Rosa beaches. So that goes in through tomorrow. I don't think with the way the winds kick back down here, I'm sure there's probably no surf. But if you have the right side to go out there and go and swim, there you go. Just be careful. Like I told you, rip currents are in effect. Big market day today. Markets mixed amid gains for big oil and gas stocks. Hillary Barsky has the numbers.
Stocks finishing mixed to kick off the new trading week. Bond yields spike, putting pressure on tech and small caps. However, the Dow rose, boosted by financials and energy. Strong jobs data last week is concerning investors that the Fed will scale back on slashing interest rates this year. Tech stocks were the worst performers, while healthcare and energy gained, and shares of Nvidia fell 2% after the U.S. government said it would further restrict artificial intelligence chip and technology exports. The Dow winners today: United Health Group, Amgen, and Caterpillar. The Dow decliners: Apple, Nvidia, and IBM. The Dow rising 359 points. The Nasdaq lower by 74. S&P 500 up 9. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
All righty. Thank you very much, Hillary. One of our top stories here nationally: Hamas will reportedly release nearly 36 hostages as part of a ceasefire deal. That's according to multiple reports. Israeli officials believe most of the hostages set to be released are alive. Today, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said a ceasefire agreement is now closer than it's ever been before. The first phase of the agreement would see a six-week initial ceasefire. Negotiations for a second phase that would aim to end the war would begin just over 2 weeks into that initial agreement.
You know, we were talking negatively about the cold weather at all here.
But
here's something to bring a smile to your face. The days are getting longer. Spring is creeping closer. 55 days now.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm ready.
You're like, I'm ready to move on.
I'm totally ready. I'm just totally ready to drop these long draws and just put my shorts and Vans back on.
Yeah,
be a happy camper.
Living it up, surfing USA.
Okay, listen, National Retail Federation holding its annual conference at the Javits Center up in NYC. Today, been pretty interesting up there. Lauren Smedetti is there. She's got the details for us.
The NRF's 2025 Retail's Big Show brings together 40,000 people and 6,200 brands to showcase how technology allows businesses to level up from brick and mortar to food service. IBM's AI model Watson X analyzes data from cameras to give retailers instant recommendations. Middleby's FryBot lets restaurants make 85 baskets of French fries an hour without a human. And Avery Dennison's RFID technology can be embedded in a product to help prevent theft. At the Jacob Javits Center in New York, Lauren Simonetti, Fox News.
All righty, 4:18 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we got Donald Trump's second presidential inauguration planned out. He's got a whole shindig going on. But also, we're going to be giving away a pair of tickets to the Senior Bowl. We've been doing that rather consistently here, especially as we're building up to that huge February 1st showdown. So we got all of that and more coming up shortly.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
I'm Michael Dylan Thompson, Republican candidate for Congress here in District 1 of Florida. I'm a proud Pensacola native, first-generation college student, and a Yale Law graduate. But it was when I was working at the cookie store in Cordova Mall as a teenager, helping my family pay the bills, that I truly learned the value of hard work. Now, I'm running for Congress to do what the establishment has failed to do. I promise to end this homeowner's insurance nightmare, streamline access to veterans' benefits, and take education back local. I'm bringing new ideas along with fresh, conservative leadership right when we need it most. On January 28th, elect a hometown leader you can trust and send your lawyer to Washington to fight for you. I'm Michael Dylan Thompson, and I will be honored to earn your vote. I encourage you to learn more about what I stand for and see early voting locations. Please visit mdt4congress.com. That's mdt4congress.com.
Paid for and approved by Michael Dylan Thompson, Republican for Congress.
Join Claimology Thursday at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Matthew Vanderford with Claimology will be talking about insurance claims. He'll be discussing storm claims, as well as the importance of being properly insured prior to a storm and inspections after a storm. Matthew will be taking calls to answer your questions, so you'll know what to do before the next storm arrives. That's Thursday at 9:30 with Claimology on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances, If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
The cooler weather in Pensacola is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's planting roses, planting shrubs and trees in cool weather color, and of course, planning for spring. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesdays, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware at Barnes Feed Store.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. You know, a couple of years ago, we started doing something with the Pensacola Morning News that until that point we had not done at all, which is to podcast the entire episodes. Now, we've always put podcasts up of the interviews or of particularly interesting segments, but for several years, we have podcast the full show. So you can go and listen to it at your leisure. If you, you know, listen to us at 6 o'clock normally, you can go back and listen to the 5 o'clock hour, or as some people have told me they do, you can even re-listen to things just to catch stuff you might have missed. In any case, all the podcasts are available at newsradio923.com.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR-TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now, with Chris and Austin, on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Monday. Gotta be.
Yeah. That's our theme now.
Yeah. 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Thank you so much for having us on. Chris Bryant, Austin Price here. It is a turning out to be a beautiful Monday afternoon. Little chilly. Clouds moved out of here, so we're going to be in for some nice clear weather. Not going down the hole by saying it's going to be mild and nice, but we will say it will be clear for the next couple of days. So that is something. FDOT getting in touch with me. It's been a while since I've heard. This was before the holidays. Then they all took off on the break, and everybody's kind of fine in the offices. But FDOT issued a traffic advisory today, as drivers will experience lane closures on North Palafox Street from Cervantes Street to Brent Lane. Drivers on the 10 freeway at Highway 29 will encounter alternating and intermittent lane closures. And in Santa Rosa County today through Friday, drivers on Avalon Boulevard transitioning onto the Garson Point Bridge will encounter lane closures for bridge maintenance. And I noticed the people were not on the bridge working today.
All right. Good to know.
Somebody might be giving me some wrong information. False information.
We could have a scandal on our hands.
We'll check this one out. But they weren't. They weren't working on the Garson today.
All righty. Just about 4:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Appropriately, since Chris was just talking about the bridge there. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Generator Source, powering Pensacola businesses with industrial generators to commercial backup systems with the most trusted brands, expert installation, and 24/7 support. You can learn more at GeneratorSource.com. Looking at the roads here, our worst looking spot, we do have confirmation of an accident if you are traveling eastbound on Highway 90 coming from Blackwater River, or if you are traveling westbound, traveling towards Blackwater River on Highway 90, got heavy congestion going both ways there, and you're going to encounter another wave of it as you continue westbound, passing downtown Milton and heading towards Glover Lane. So Highway 90 is just a nightmare right now. Outside of that, it's just a couple of our usual spots. Got some issues at the intersection of Mobile Highway and Michigan Avenue, on Palafox Street traveling northbound towards Olive Road, and Highway 29 traveling northbound towards Burgess, just amongst a couple of others. as for the weather, we're sitting at around 51 degrees right now, low of 36 tonight. Tomorrow going to be a high of 55, low of 41. As Chris said, shouldn't be any rain.
Okay, just think about this. So there you are listening to Austin give that weather report, and you're stuck in your car in 3 feet of snow. Now, how would you feel? That's the positive way to look at the forecast.
That is true.
We're definitely not going to get 3 feet of snow. Over the past year, couple of years or so, a lot of concerns have been placed into driverless cars, if you will.
Yeah.
National Highway Traffic Administration has opened a review of a Tesla feature that allows a vehicle to be moved remotely. This is interesting. Jeff Manasso has more on this report.
The NTSB's preliminary review into over 2 million Tesla vehicles in the U.S. over reports of crashes involving Tesla's Smart Summon feature. It allows users to move their cars remotely through an app. The agency, citing reports that vehicles failed to detect posts or parked vehicles, and that users had too little reaction time, either with the available line of sight or releasing the phone app button, which stops the vehicle's movement. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And hinted at this before the break, Donald Trump's second presidential inauguration turning into a star-studded event. Country superstar Carrie Underwood will perform during Trump's swearing-in ceremony on January 20th. His inaugural committee also announced Monday that Trump's National Golf Club in Virginia will host a president's reception and fireworks display Saturday. The next day, there will be a wreath-laying ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery's Tomb of the Unknown Soldier before Trump hosts a victory rally at Capital One Arena. Inauguration Day will begin with a service at St. John's Church and tea at the White House.
I would just go to see Carrie and then I'd go home.
You're like, I just want a concert.
I got it. Especially her concert, actually. It is 427 News Radio 92.3. Free speech case hits the Supreme Court this week. I bring this up because we're going through this in Florida here. Justices are considering a Texas law requiring age verification for adult websites. They're trying to do that here.
Yep.
And I say trying because some of them had agreed to do it. Some are taking it to the courts. It's still up in the air. Jared Halpern has more from Washington.
A 2023 law passed by the Texas legislature requires commercial websites with sexual material harmful to minors to ensure users are legal adults. The websites must also display health warnings about pornography, and violators could face steep fines. The Free Speech Coalition, representing the adult entertainment industry, says the requirements violate the First Amendment and say the law is too far-reaching, arguing the state did not pursue less restrictive requirements. A federal appeals court upheld the law and says it does not impose a burden on adults accessing protected content. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
All righty, 428 here. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. I got a pair of tickets to give away to the Reese's Senior Bowl. Yeah! In Mobile on February 1st. If you want this pair of tickets, just text into 850-437-1620. Let me know your favorite college team. Obviously, we got college talent coming from all around the nation here.
You did this the other day, the same
I did.
Question.
You know, the first couple of times I did it, and it was just like, okay, it's a simple prompt, whatever. But as time has gone
wasn't
on...
Wasn't too simple enough?
Well, as time gone on, it wasn't it was more like a fascination. We've gotten a different answer every time, so
and it wasn't, it was a total diversity across the board.
Yeah, so once again, 850-437-1620, text in your favorite college team, you can get that pair of tickets to the Reese's Senior Bowl.
Okay, Pensacola City Council is voting today on a resolution to accept $2.2 million in state funding. This is for the Bay Bluffs Park Revitalization Project. The resolution will also formalize a partnership with Conservation Florida to actually manage the funds. City officials confirming the funds will be used to demolish and rebuild the park's condemned boardwalks, improved amenities, and include community input to ensure the park actually meets residential needs and wants. The park has been closed since March 2023 due to severe erosion and structural damage. So I hope that project gets underway, gets going there. I love it over there on the Bluffs. News Radio, 92.3. Pensacola right now, back in a few minutes. Thanks for listening.
All righty, man. You summed that up beautifully, right as the outro music began there. I'm proud of you on that one. All right, I do want to say we do have a winner, and they are from a new – they are a fan of a new team that we have not gotten
great.
Yet. Yeah, so the variety or the diversity streak keeps alive.
Mm.
So how about that? But anyway, it's good that we're talking about Senior Bowl tickets because when we return from this Fox News break, we've got a very heavy sports slate for you. A lot going on with some postseason football action.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. The Los Angeles wildfires have killed at least 24 people as thousands of structures have burned to the ground. Fox's Matt Finn says investigators are at work determining how the fire started.
LA County says its investigators have not ruled out any possible cause of these fires, including arson or possible power transformers. Edison Electric says it has found a downed power line near the start of the Hearst.
Over 300,000 people are under evacuation orders. President Biden gave his final foreign policy address at the State Department today, stating the case that his policies have put the U.S. in a stronger position.
It's been the honor of my life to serve as your president. Today, I'm optimistic about our future, as optimistic as I've ever been.
President says his policies have made America's adversaries like Russia weaker. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. With just a few days to go, President Biden announced his administration would forgive student debt for more than 150,000 borrowers. That relief includes nearly 85,000 people who attended schools that the White House says cheated and defrauded their students. Since Biden took office, he's forgiven debt for more than 5 million federal student loan borrowers, totaling more than $183 billion. Walmart has announced that 48-ounce cartons of Great Value family-sized chicken broth sold in 9 states last year should be tossed because the containers had packaging problems that could lead to the broth spoiling. The FDA says there have been no reports of illnesses. On Wall Street, stocks finished the session mixed, with Dow gaining 358, the S&P 500 up 9, and the NASDAQ lost 73 points. U.S. crude oil futures for February up more than 2.5%, under 79 a barrel.
This is Zach Gelb of the Sportsman and sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook board in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. The Chargers overachieved this year. Jim Harbaugh's first season in L.A. was a success, but it ended on a bad note, losing to the Texans on wildcard weekend by 20 points. Justin Herbert was horrible in the game, tossing 4 interceptions. But moving forward, he clearly needs better skill position players if they want to take that next step, so they better go acquire a bona fide number one wide receiver this offseason. I'm Zach Gelb.
What's up, football fans? BetMGM is giving you the chance to win up to $250,000 in bonus bet credits. It's all part of BetMGM's longest touchdown jackpot, where you could be able to split the grand prize with anyone else who bet on the longest touchdown of the week. Log into your BetMGM account today and opt into the promo. Then, place an anytime touchdown wager of $10 or more on the player of your choice, up to one player per game. If your player scores the longest touchdown of the week, you'll win a share of the $250,000 in credits. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age or older. This U.S. promotional offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. BetMGM's longest touchdown jackpot subject to rules. See BetMGM.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements, bonus bets are unrestricted rewards credits that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Sarah, Happy New Year. You look amazing. How are things with you and Mark?
Lisa, I can't thank you enough for telling me about Wave Men's Health. We've totally rediscovered each other. Mark's working out. Oh, and we're doing more as a family than laying around watching TV.
I told you, they're incredible. My husband and I had the same experience. It's like having that spark all over again, isn't it?
Exactly. It's more than the physical. It's the connection, the energy. It's the best gift we could have given ourselves.
This new year, make the resolution that changes it all. Wave Men's Health brings you proven options for ED, low testosterone, and enhancement. Reignite your drive, rebuild your confidence, and show up in the moments that matter most.
Here's to more love and more joy in the year ahead.
Cheers to that.
Book your appointment today at WaveMen'sHealth.com or dial 850-266-7020. That's WaveMen'sHealth.com or dial 850-266-7020. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated.
There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, they understand these complications and have your back. Join them Wednesday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel as they guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join them Wednesday on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 9.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Can you believe this was a show that really did happen in Mobile, Alabama? It was in the early 70s. Stevie Wonder and the Rolling Stones.
Wouldn't have guessed that.
It happened over at the Mobile Auditorium. True as I stayed in the hotel, right, was next to the auditorium. It was a Holiday Inn. And Stevie Wonder, actually, they were taking him around, his people and PR team at all, was taking him through all the different rooms of the hotel outside. It was a big party with Stevie Wonder. Now that's
and Mick Jagger, apparently.
That's some memories for you.
All right. But, you know, before we get into our sports headlines here, I do want to give a quick shout out to Mark from Pensacola. He is our winner of the Senior Bowl tickets. And
chomp, chomp.
Yes, he is a Gator fan. Yep. This is the first, at least as far as the tickets we've given away, that have gone to a Gator fan,
it seems. That's very cool.
So, yeah, our diversity streak lives on. But Mark said that he and his father are going to enjoy the tickets, so there's some wholesomeness for you.
And they will, because I still do it when I get a chance to get over. But I love the Senior Bowl just by seeing the variety of different teams being represented. Mm. Everybody has their sweatshirts on. Everybody has their own identification with their school.
Right.
And it's just a lot of fun over there. They do a great job. Senior Bowl folks do a knockout job every year with that program.
Absolutely. And you know, we're gonna kick the sports theme off here by keeping with the college football theme. A former LSU football star charged with negligent homicide has posted bail and is out of jail in Louisiana. Kyron Lacy linked to a deadly crash in his hometown of Thibodaux. We touched on this last week. It ended with the death of a retired Marine. State troopers say that Lacy was weaving through traffic on the highway, forcing other drivers to swerve out of his way. And 2 days after the crash, he declared for the NFL draft.
Yeah, and you know, that's just a terrible way to talk about that thing, because I'm sure a stupid mistake at a stupid time and bad actions and bad actions that came from that. And
yeah,
I just wish all parties a prayer and just saying I hope something can be worked out that's acclimable to everybody. Okay, let me kind of move over here from the college information. Sunday featured NFL playoff games. One of them was a triple hitter. Tim McMaster recalls all the action for you.
The Commanders and Bucks came down to inches Sunday.
They fight their way to the divisional round!
Courtesy NBC, probable rookie of the year Jaden Daniels leading the six-seeded Commanders past the Bucks 23-20 thanks to a field goal off the upright and through on the final play of the game. Earlier in the day, the Bills fell behind 7-0 early but scored 31 unanswered in a 31-7 rout of the Broncos, and the Eagles won ugly 22-10 over the Packers, intercepting Green Bay quarterback Jordan Love three times. The wild card round wraps up with the Vikings and Rams playing in Arizona Monday night. I'm Tim McMaster, Fox News.
Watching that Green Bay game, you could see on people's faces when they started to really understand this is not going to be our night. You know what I mean? Oh, what happened to Love?
As he said, it was an ugly win.
It was nasty.
I mean, even statistically, the Eagles did not do well. It was just, you know, there's an ugly game in every batch. I would say the Steelers had a pretty ugly game on Saturday. Yes, yep. God knows the Broncos had an ugly game with their loss to the Bills.
Loved it.
Yeah, you're like, we're getting beat downs everywhere.
Loved every minute of that.
Tonight we do have some Monday Night Football action, of course, finishing out the wild card round. Rams and Vikings capping it off. They will be playing at State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona.
A neutral site they are, huh?
Yes. Of course, it was supposed to be at SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles, but due to the wildfires in the area, they made the move. The winner of tonight's game will advance to face those Philadelphia Eagles in the divisional round this upcoming Sunday. Tonight's kickoff set for 7:15.
Okay, even though the Rams made the decision to leave home and go play in Arizona, not the case for the NBA Lakers and Clippers. They're playing tonight.
That is true.
In Los Angeles. So, sports does go on in midst of this horrific fire that just seems to continue to build. Now, I'm getting this from Fox Weather. Rapid fire is spreading likely as gust top 60 miles per hour, no rain in sight for at least 7 days. That's the forecast you don't want to see if you live in SoCal. Let me kind of work on to that. At least 24 deaths are now blamed on the LA wildfires. This is firefighters desperately seek to control the fires before the winds get stronger later this week. As reporting right now, we just got this update in from Fox Weather. Those winds have started to pick up at this minute. Fox's Griff Jenkins has a report from Malibu.
What was once an iconic landscape of houses along the Pacific Coast Highway, now a devastated landscape of charred destruction in what was once homes and businesses here along the highway. The fires, literally, the Palisade Fire came and roared as far as it could, burned everything in its path until it got to the Pacific Ocean. And it comes as we're seeing more looters going into areas like this and being arrested. Four more looters have been arrested, bringing the total now to 39.
Yeah, we touched on that whole looting situation, and we even said it's a shame that people are, I get that this is chaotic, and I get that there's desperation going on, but if these are just people that are trying to see, what can I salvage from this person's home or whatever, it's a special kind of evil to take advantage of something like this.
Okay, we were also talking about how quickly we forget about the dangers of big events, such as the terrorist attack in New Orleans just weeks ago. PPD, Pensacola Police Department, is doing something here. They are adding portable outdoor safety barriers. Now, we're borrowing these barriers from Panama City and to use in our arsenal. They're not ours. We have to return them once we use them. The new devices will be used for major events, parades, festivals, getting ready for the Mardi Gras festivities coming up shortly.
Right.
The process now in place is to continue to borrow the barriers from Panama City PD. The city and county officials looking to bring 54 to our local area. Having the barriers locally would eliminate the need to retrieve and return them for each event back to Panama City. So that's on the agenda the lawmakers in 7th floor down at City Hall are looking at.
Well, and you've got to be very reactive with stuff like this, especially when you're fortunate enough to where it hasn't happened in your area. Just about 4:45 here. Let's get to things that are happening in our area. That's traffic and weather together. This update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at the roads here, my goodness, well, what isn't giving us trouble? We do have some issues closer to the downtown Pensacola area. This is going to be on, let's see, if you're traveling northbound towards Tahar Drive on on North Davis Highway. We do have some backups there. Once again, that is if you are coming from the downtown Pensacola area. Also have some issues on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, and Palafox Street, traveling northbound passing Burgess Road. Do have an accident report on Blue Angel Parkway, traveling southbound, or excuse me, on Mobile Highway, traveling southbound towards Blue Angel. So, and these spots, mind you, are just in Pensacola. We've also got issues on Highway 90 because of an accident report. If you are traveling east or westbound on Highway 90, that is between Blackwater River and the Milton Airport, we do have some congestion going both ways there, so be on the lookout for that. And then it's just a couple more of our usual spots. As for the weather, it's not nearly as gloomy, thank goodness. Some overcast skies, 51 degrees, low of 36 tonight. Tomorrow going to be a high of 55, low of 41.
Okay, good story here. The Gulfarium Care Center over in Fort Walton Beach has taken in 8 cold stun Kemp's Ridley sea turtles. They are now receiving life-saving care as part of a collaborative rescue effort. The turtles were transported from the New England Aquarium, arrived to the care center after being rescued from the frigid northern waters. These lucky 8. If you see, by the way, on a local level, if you see a sea turtle in distress, injured, or even deceased, you can report it, and they ask you to do so to FWC. Here's the number, 888-404-FWCC. FWCC, that 404-3922, and take care of that. And I wanted to mention this back when we did sports a few minutes ago, forgot all about it, but I don't want to. Rough weekend for the Ice Flyers. Pensacola dropped 2 of 3 games against Macon. This weekend, another brutal road trip for the good guys. The Ice Flyers face Fayetteville Friday, Saturday, and Sunday before returning home back to our own ice against Evansville Friday, January 24th. Puck drop 7:05 in the Bay Center.
All righty. And childhood vaccination rates are falling. CDC data shows that less than 93% of kindergartners last year got vaccinated for measles. That's down from the 95% rate seen before the COVID-19 pandemic. Vaccination rates for chickenpox, polio, and whooping cough also fell at a similar rate. The rates had held steady for years until they began to fall during the pandemic, and about 92% inoculation is needed for herd immunity, where unvaccinated children aren't able to easily spread measles.
All right, 447, News Radio 92.3. Another busy weekend of meetings for President-elect Trump as he continues to build his second administration. Alexis McAdams has the story from West Palm Beach, Florida.
Trump's estate here in Palm Beach has pretty much been the center of the political universe. Everybody wants to get in there and have a meeting with Trump to talk about something they want to ask him for before he goes back to Washington, D.C. So that's what we've been watching so far. Trump has said he is expecting to soon meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin. On Sunday, Trump's pick for National Security Advisor Mike Walls saying that the meeting would really be focused on finding diplomatic solutions with Putin. Trump and Vice President-elect J.D. Vance have been working hard to get the rest of the hostages held by Hamas back home. We've heard Trump say in recent days all hell will break loose if those hostages are not released by the time he's back in the White House.
All righty, just about 4:48 here. Around this time every hour, I'd like to get you your Wall Street numbers, remind you of those. Wall Street closing mixed as tech shares pulled back. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 358 points to 42,297. S&P 500 rose 9 points to 58,36. And the NASDAQ fell 73 points to 1988.
Yeah, rotten story for a rotten guy. 46-year-old Timothy Jones of Molino, accused of assaulting his 65-year-old wheelchair-bound mother and his girlfriend with a ceiling fan blade.
What?
Yeah, I'm not through. It gets better. Jones is charged with multiple aggravated assault charges. All domestic violence related is coming from this, obviously, ceiling fan blade attack. He allegedly, here's what happened. He allegedly pulled a blade off the ceiling fan, striking his mother and girlfriend in the face. His mother was airlifted to a Pensacola hospital while his girlfriend refused medical transport. Jones remains in the Escambia jail this afternoon without bond. That's brutal.
Yeah. I mean, that's just terrible.
They might have a room for him in Chattahoochee, maybe.
Perhaps. Health experts are cheering a move to reduce the amount of nicotine that the government allows in cigarettes. Jennifer Kofer at Texas's MD Anderson Cancer Center says it would cut down on the number of new smokers because they would not get addicted as easily. We've been hearing a lot of health experts out of Texas. How about that? The CDC says that smoking is linked to 480,000 deaths each year, making it the leading cause of preventable death in the U.S. I remember Biden. We touched on his administration trying to make this happen, and there was some pushback from some Republican lawmakers. So looks like the health experts are saying, yes, thumbs up to the Biden administration for trying to make this happen. And if you know anything about cigarettes, that should not come as a surprise.
All right, which I don't. But interesting thing happening in Washington. Remember, President-elect Trump made the statement, he'd like to have Greenland in our stable. Remember that?
Yeah, Greenland, Canada, and the Gulf of America.
Well, wait a minute. Greenland now, their governing state, says they are ready to talk Arctic security with Trump and the U.S.
Mm.
Jonathan Savage has a report from our European Bureau.
Denmark says it recognizes that the U.S. has security interests in the Arctic and it's ready to talk about them to President-elect Donald Trump. The issue was raised last week when President-elect Trump again insisted the U.S. needed control over Greenland, which is an autonomous part of Denmark. He refused to rule out military or economic coercion. Danish Foreign Minister Lars Løkke Rasmussen saying he shares American concerns about Russian and Chinese ships operating in the Arctic. Denmark, though, continues to insist that resource-rich Greenland is not for sale. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Yeah, I mean, that. I guess when you're having talks like this, that's an important distinction to keep in mind. Hey, listen, we're not giving away Greenland here, all right? As he said, it's not on the market. I do think if you look at it as a bigger picture here, you definitely want to, talk diplomatically with the U.S. about some security concerns, absolutely. And it's good that they're open to doing that in spite of all this media firestorm going on about Trump's comments there. 4:51 here. We'll take one last quick break.
It sells a good story.
Yes. Oh, it's a good story. All right. Trump wants Greenland.
Yeah, it's a good story.
We'll take a quick break here. When we return, we've got the Grammy Awards not being postponed due to the Southern California wildfires. Some details on that decision and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
A better air filter on your air conditioner is nice, but it isn't enough. It takes a lot more than that to clean the air that you breathe. This is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. On Wednesday's Pep Talk, we'll talk about how to keep pollen, bacteria, and other pollutants out of your lungs. Remember what I always say, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Let's talk Wednesday morning at 9:30 on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hurricane season is here, and now is the time to make a plan and know your zone.
In the case of an evacuation, have a plan to go to a hurricane shelter, hotel, or stay with a family or friends. If you're ordered to evacuate, you need to leave. You can rebuild your home, but you cannot rebuild your life. This hurricane season, know your zone. Know your home. Learn more at floridadisaster.org. This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
soul searching this afternoon. News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryan and my friend, Mr. Price.
That's me.
What's going on, sir?
Nothing much, man.
Let me tell you.
Just vibing.
That music kind of put me into a very kind of a progressive mood, if you will. And I want to talk about it for a second. Upcoming event, making it easier to eat more vegetables. I don't know about you. I love vegetables.
Me too.
Absolutely love them. Now, the Pensacola Vegan Chef Challenge is all set to go for February. The event engages local chefs with plant-based menu options. There you go. Here's what you do. Just go to the Pensacola Vegan Chef Challenge website. You can see a list of participating restaurants and menu items. Sample the vegan dishes, then vote for your favorites either at the restaurants or by February 28th on the challenge website, though. So there, that's a pretty good thing coming up. Gives you plenty of time to start planning for that in February. I do want you to know that quiet weekend at the box office, but Hollywood still managed to bring in millions of dollars. Kathleen Maloney has the numbers in Fox on Film.
Fox on Film.
I'm Kathleen Maloney. Mid-January is often a slow movie-going time of year, and much of Hollywood's attention now is on the wildfires burning in the L.A. region. But one movie managed to rake in some cash at the top of the box office, Den of Thieves 2, Pantera.
There are no dead zones. So we'll have to create one.
You feeling it?
Yeah, I'm feeling it.
It took in more than $15 million this weekend. At number two was Mufasa at $13 million. Sonic the Hedgehog 3 is in its fourth weekend and still filling theater seats.
We got a rogue alien on the loose. How do we find it?
Start with a giant fireball?
I love it. Let's start with a giant fireball.
It sold $11 million worth of tickets. The latest take on Dracula, Robert Eggers' Nosferatu, brought in nearly $7 million. Moana 2 is in its seventh week of release, pulling in about $6.5 million. Kathleen Maloney, Fox News.
Alrighty, just past 4:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Looking at the roads here, my goodness, got a couple of accident reports to dig into. One on Navarre Parkway, if you're traveling westbound, passing the Hurlburt Field area, heading towards Windhaven Beach. We typically have issues there, but they're all the worse now. Also, if you are traveling southbound on Mobile Highway towards Blue Angel Parkway, we do have some congestion lingering there from an accident. And then on Highway 90, it seems like we got some issues if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. Once again, typically have issues there, but they were worsened and actually had congestion going both ways after an accident being reported earlier this hour in that area as well. So there's actually a lot going on outside of that. Worst looking spots, probably the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road, which consistently gives us issues this time every afternoon. As for the weather, 51 degrees, low of 36 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 55, low of 41. Should be a little bit cloudy, but no rain.
4:57 is Radio 92.3. One thing that did not happen today, they did not light up Blue Origin.
I heard about that.
Jeff Bezos' space company is they held off on the first launch of its new large rocket that was planned for early this morning. Didn't happen. Eden Brown reports from Broward County.
A technical problem with Blue Origin's New Glenn rocket forced the space company to scrub the launch it planned for early this morning at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. It was to be the first flight of the new rocket, the company's heavy lift vehicle. It intends to compete with SpaceX's Falcon Heavy. The first New Glenn flight is a proving flight, hoping to win a coveted national security certification. The company has yet to say when it will next attempt to launch. New Glenn is named for pioneering U.S. astronaut John Glenn. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
All right, and hinted at this before the break. The Grammy Awards will not be postponed due to the Southern California wildfires. The Recording Academy announced today that the decision was made in close coordination with local authorities. Music's biggest night is set to take place on February 2nd at the Crypto.com Arena in Los Angeles. The show will now be used to raise additional funds to support relief efforts and honor first responders. Both the 2021 and 2022 ceremonies face postponements due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
So, in other words, the venue wouldn't give them back the refund.
Mm. Well, in other words, the Grammys can't seem to catch a break.
I got it. Here's some good breaking information. Bay Bluffs Park could potentially reopen in January 27.
Yeah.
After closing in March 23, after the boardwalk was declared unsafe, said he's going to spend the rest of 2025 to seek bids and hire a construction crew to work things out over there.
As they should.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard about that, and that's very good news. And if you think spring of 2027 sounds like it's distant, I don't know if you're familiar with any construction or renovations around here, but it's typically not very kind when it comes to your typical timetable. So we'll take it. You've been listening to Pensacola Right Now. Hour number two coming up, 5 o'clock hour, giving you another rundown of everything happening in your world today on News Radio 92.3.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.